Brother Daniel said that singers from Northern Ireland will be in the first department in heaven.
Brat Daniel povedal, že speváci zo Severného Írska budú v prvom oddelení v nebi.
Well, I can assure you I'll not be in the first department in heaven. I will not be there in the first department.
Chcem vás uistiť, že ja tam nebudem v tom prvom oddelení.
Because I'm not a singer.
Pretože nie som spevák.
But the Lord has given me a new song.
Ale Pán mi dal novú pieseň.
We read in Psalm 40.
Budeme čítať Žalm 40.
And verse 3.
Tretí verš.
It could be verse 4 with you, I'm not sure. But here the psalmist, he says, and he have put a new song in my mouth.
Žalm
40?
40.
Verse 3.
Žalm 40.
Or is it verse 4?
Verse 4.
He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God.
Do úst mi vkladá novú pieseň, chválospev na nášho Boha.
It's great tonight to have that new song.
A je úžasné, že dnes tu máme túto novú pieseň.
It's wonderful how the Lord Jesus Christ changes our lives.
Je úžasné, ako Pán Ježiš Kristus mení naše životy.
He gives us something new.
Dáva nám niečo nové.
Something wonderful.
Niečo úžasné.
Something that we cannot find in the world.
Niečo, čo nemôžeme nájsť vo svete.
I thank God for that new song that he has given to me.
A ja som našiel túto novú pieseň, ktorá mi bola daná.
My name is Derek Maxwell.
Volám sa Derek Maxwell.
I'm from Northern Ireland.
Som zo Severného Írska.
I live about 25 kilometers from Belfast.
A bývam asi 25 kilometrov od Belfastu.
My wife's name is Carol.
Moja manželka sa volá Carol.
And I have two children.
Mám dve deti.
Julian is 13.
Julian má 13.
And James is 10.
A James má 10.
I had a wonderful privilege of being born into a Christian home.
Dostal som tú česť narodiť sa do domova, kde boli veriaci rodičia.
I had parents who loved the Lord.
Mám rodičov, ktorí milujú Pána.
Now I have three brothers.
Mám troch bratov.
No sisters.
Nemám sestru.
And I'm the baby of the family.
A som najmladší z rodiny.
But we had a mother and father who really prayed for us.
Ale naša mamka a otcko sa za nás veľmi modlili.
They prayed that God would save each one of us.
Modlili sa, aby Pán zachránil každého z nás.
You know, friends, tonight we have a wonderful God.
Milí priatelia, my máme úžasného Boha.
A God who answers prayer.
Boh, ktorý odpovedá na naše modlitby.
God answered the prayers of my parents.
Boh vypočul modlitby mojich rodičov.
And we praise God tonight that all four boys are saved.
A môžeme oslavovať Pána za to, že všetci štyria chlapci boli zachránení.
And so I was brought along to church.
A teda ja som bol privádzaný do zboru.
I was taught from the Bible.
Učil som sa z Biblie.
And I realized that I was a sinner.
A uvedomil som si, že som hriešný.
And I needed to accept Jesus Christ as my own savior.
A potreboval som prijať Pána Ježiša za môjho osobného záchrancu.
I remember the night very well when I came to Jesus. I remember the night very well.
Pamätám si na ten večer veľmi dobre, keď som prijal Pána.
It was in my own bedroom.
Bolo to v mojej spálni.
When I just opened up my heart to Jesus.
Keď som otvoril svoje srdce Ježišovi.
And that night Jesus saved me.
A v ten večer ma Ježiš zachránil.
I got a wonderful promise from the Lord.
A dostal som úžasné zasľúbenie od Pána.
In Romans chapter 10 and verse 13.
Rímanom 10 13. verš.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Lebo ktokoľvek by volal na Pána, bude zachránený.
And I believed that the Lord had saved me.
A ja som uveril, že Ježiš ma zachránil.
I got new desires.
Dostal som nové túžby.
I wanted to pray.
Mal som túžbu modliť sa.
I wanted to read the word of God.
Chcel som čítať Božie slovo.
I wanted to join with God's people in prayer.
Chcel som sa pripojiť ku iným veriacim v modlitbe.
The Lord changed my life.
Pán zmenil môj život.
And that's what happens when Jesus comes in.
A to sa stane, keď príde Ježiš.
And he is somebody who satisfies us.
Je to niekto, kto nás naplňa, uspokojuje.
But as I went up through my teenage years,
ale keď som išiel cez roky dospievania,
and into my 20s,
ku mojej 20-ke, ku 20-tim rokom,
I had my plans.
Mal som svoje plány.
I had my future worked out.
Mal som predstavu o svojej mal som vysnívanú svoju budúcnosť.
And I decided what I wanted to do with my life.
A rozhodol som sa, že budem robiť to, čo ja chcem so svojím životom.
But God began to work upon me.
Ale Pán začal pracovať na mne.
And God brought me to a place in my life where I was prepared for his way.
Ale Pán ma priviedol na miesta, kde ma pripravil na svoje cesty, alebo priviedol na svoje cesty.
It was a battle in my life.
Bol to boj v mojom živote.
You see, we can have our plans, we can have our ideas.
Môžeme mať svoje plány a svoje myšlienky.
But God has a plan for us.
Ale Pán má svoj plán pre nás.
God has something for us to do.
Pán pre nás pripravil, čo máme robiť.
But sometimes we are preoccupied with our ideas.
Ale niekedy sme veľmi zamestnaní svojimi myšlienkami.
And the Lord really met with me.
A Pán ma so mnou naozaj stretol.
The Lord broke me.
Ma tak zlomil.
And I was prepared for God's plan for my life.
A bol som pripravený pre Boží plán v mojom živote.
And so the Lord called me into study at theological school.
A tak Pán ma viedol na teologickú školu.
That I might prepare myself for future service.
Aby som sa pripravil na svoju budúcu službu.
And the Lord called me into pastoral ministry.
A viedol ma Pán Boh na službu pastora.
I was a pastor for 13 years.
Bol som pastorom kazateľom 13 rokov.
Not 30, brother. I'm not that old.
Nie 30, nie som taký starý.
I really enjoyed the pastoral ministry.
A naozaj som robil rád túto službu.
My wife Carol was a great support to me.
Moja manželka Carol bola pre mňa veľmi veľkou podporou.
And the Lord gave us two lovely children.
A Pán nám dal dve milé deti.
Everything was going well in the church.
Všetko v zbore išlo tak, ako malo, dobre.
The Lord was blessing us.
Pán Boh nás žehnal.
And I loved my people in the church.
A ja som miloval ľudí z môjho zboru.
But God began to move upon my heart again.
Ale Pán Boh začal so mnou jednať znova.
And I felt that God was moving me out of the pastoral ministry.
Vnímal som, že Pán Boh ma vedie preč ďalej z tejto služby pastora, pastiera.
And calling me into missionary work.
A volal ma do misijnej práce.
And the Lord was guiding me into the work of Slavic Gospel Association.
A tak Pán ma viedol do služby zo Slavic Gospel Association.
But I thought, how will I tell my wife that the Lord is moving us out of church work?
Tak som si povedal, ako to poviem manželke, že Pán Boh ma volá do inej služby, do misijnej práce.
I waited for 2 months.
Čakal som 2 mesiace.
And then I picked up the courage to tell her.
A tak som získal odvahu, aby som jej to povedal.
I said, Carl, there's something happening in our lives.
Som povedal, Carol, niečo sa deje s našimi životmi.
She said, I know.
Ona hovorila, ja viem.
And I thought, well, how can you know?
Som povedal, ako môžeš vedieť?
And she said, God has been speaking to my heart.
A hovorí, že Pán Boh hovoril do môjho srdca.
And she said, I feel that God is moving us out of the church.
A hovorí, že vnímam, že Pán Boh nás vedie z tejto služby inde.
So God led both of us together.
Čiže Pán Boh nás oboch viedol spolu.
You see, friends, God leads us when our hearts are open to him.
Milí priatelia, Pán Boh nás vedie a volá, keď mu otvárame srdce.
And so 6 years ago, we joined the work of Slavic Gospel Association.
A tak pred 6 rokmi sme sa pripojili ku tejto službe SGA.
These have been very blessed years.
To boli veľmi požehnané roky.
God has wonderfully helped us as a family.
Pán Boh nám úžasne pomáhal ako rodine.
Friends, it's wonderful to be in the center of the will of God.
Je úžasné byť v centre Božej vôle.
It's the greatest place to be in all the world.
Je to najlepšie miesto z celého sveta, kde môžeme byť.
You might say to me tonight, are you going to be in Slavic Gospel Association until you retire?
Mohli by ste mi povedať, že tak teda ideme robiť do SGA, dokým až do dôchodku?
I don't know.
Alebo či budeš robiť?
You might ask, will I be in Slavic Gospel Association until I retire?
Mohli by ste ma sám spýtať, či budeš tam až do dôchodku? A ja hovorím, neviem.
I don't know.
Neviem.
But in Psalm 31,
ale v 31. žalme,
and verse 15,
v 15. verši,
verse 16, I think, the psalmist could say, my times are in thy hand.
Verš 16, 31. žalmu, v tvojej ruke je môj čas.
I'm so thankful tonight that my life is in the hands of God.
Som taký vďačný, že môj čas je v Božích rukách.
I've only one life to live.
Mám len jeden život, ktorý môžem žiť.
It's only what I do for God is going to last.
Len to zostane, čo vykonám pre Pána.
We will leave everything in the world behind us.
Všetko na svete opustíme, zostane to za nami.
It's only our service for God that's going to last.
Jedine naša služba zostane. Služba Pánovi.
We have a wonderful God tonight.
Máme úžasného Boha.
A God who is worth serving.
Boha, ktorému sa oplatí slúžiť.
I trust you'll find God's will for your life.
Verím, že každý z vás nájde Božiu vôľu pre váš život.
And that you will serve God with everything that you have.
Že budete slúžiť všetkým, čo máte Bohu.
My friends, it'll be worth it all when we see Jesus.
Bude to stáť za všetko, keď sa stretneme s Pánom.
May God bless you each one.
Nech každého z vás Pán Boh žehná.
Thank you.
It's a great joy to be with you tonight.
Veľmi sa teším, že dnes večer s vami môžem byť.
Derek has told you a little about him.
Derek povedal niečo o sebe.
And that he is a full-time member of Slavic Gospel Association.
Že je pracovník na plný úväzok v SGA.
But I'm not.
Ale ja nie som na plný úväzok.
I like most people here have an ordinary job.
Som ako väčšina z vás v obyčajnom zamestnaní.
But I've been a Christian a long, long time.
Ale som kresťanom už veľmi dlhý čas.
I have three children.
Mám tri deti.
My daughter is the oldest, she is 33.
Moja dcera je najstaršia, má 33.
And I have a son who is 30.
Mám syna, 30-ročného syna.
And another son who's 25.
A 25-ročného syna ďalšieho.
The two older ones are married and they have children.
Dve staršie deti sú v manželstve, majú deti.
I have three grandchildren.
A máme tri vnúčata.
And I'm looking forward to going home to see them soon.
A teším sa, keď sa vrátim domov, že ich uvidím znova.
I bring you greetings from my own church in Belfast.
Prinášam pozdravy z nášho zboru v Belfaste.
And I know that tonight they are praying for you and they're praying for me at this time.
A viem, že práve teraz sa za nás modlia, aj za mňa, aj za vás.
But it's my duty and pleasure to bring God's word tonight.
A teraz vám je to moja povinnosť, ale aj zároveň radosť priniesť vám evanjelium.
And I want to speak to you tonight on probably one of my most favorite passages in scripture, Psalm 139.
Dnes vám budem hovoriť na základe môjho pravdepodobne najmilšieho textu z Biblie, Žalmu 139.
I'm going to ask Jan if he would read the first 12 verses.
A prečítame prvých 12 veršov. Žalm 139. Žalm 139, prvých 12 veršov. Pre hudobný prednes Dávidov žalm. Hospodine, Ty si ma preskúmal a poznáš ma. Ty vieš o mne, či sadám, či vstávam. Aj môj zámer vopred poznáš. Ty pozoruješ, či chodím, či ležím. O všetkých mojich cestách vieš. Ešte nemám slovo na jazyku a ty, Hospodine, už vieš, čo chcem povedať. Obkľučuješ ma zo všetkých strán. Svoju ruku kladieš na mňa. Žasnem nad tvojim poznaním. Je privysoko. Nedosiahnem ho. Kam by som odišiel pred tvojim duchom? Kam by som utiekol pred tvojou tvárou? Keby som vystúpil na nebesa, si tam. Keby som si ustlal v ríši mŕtvych, si tam. Keby som mal krídla rannej zory a usadil sa pri najzdialenejšom mori, aj tam by ma doviedla tvoja ruka a tvoja pravica by sa ma ujala. Keby som povedal, možno ma skrie tma, ale aj noc bude svetlom vôkol mňa. Veď nejaká tma nie je dosť tmavá, noc ti svieti ako deň. Tma ti je ako svetlo.
The whole spirit of this great psalm is really summed up in the first two words.
Celý duch tohto žalmu je zosumarizovaný v prvých dvoch veršoch.
V prvých dvoch slovách. It's a psalm filled with David's appreciation of God.
Je to žalm plný vďaky voči Bohu alebo vyjadrenia dostatočnosti a vďaky voči Bohu.
And the more that he thinks on God and upon himself, the more he is overcome by the sheer greatness and majesty of God.
A čím viac rozmýšľa o sebe a o Bohu, je tým viac premožený Božou veľkosťou a dobrotou.
Throughout the psalm David speaks about God and three times he uses the word the Lord.
Again.
Throughout the psalm, David uses the term the Lord three times.
Cez celý žalm David trikrát používa výraz Hospodine.
And twice he calls him God.
A dvakrát ho nazýva Bohom.
And I want us to think about that expression, the Lord.
Chcem, aby sme sa zamysleli nad tým výrazom Pán alebo Hospodin.
Because as David used this expression, he would be very aware of how important it was.
Lebo keď David používa tento výraz, tak si veľmi dobre uvedomuje, čo to znamená.
And to see that importance, we need to go back to Moses before the burning bush.
Aby sme si uvedomali tú dôležitosť, potrebujeme sa pozrieť na Mojžiša pred horiacim krom.
When God appeared to Moses in the bush, he said, I am the God of your fathers.
Keď Boh sa zjavil Mojžišovi v horiacom kri, povedal, ja som Bohom tvojich otcov.
The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
Boh Abraháma, Boh Izáka a Boh Jakoba.
And God told Moses that he had heard the cry of his people in Egypt.
A Boh povedal Mojžišovi, že krik jeho ľudu sa dostal až pred neho.
And he was about to send Moses to be their deliverer, to lead them out of Egypt.
A práve išiel povolať Mojžiša, aby vyviedol tento ľud z otroctva.
And of course Moses had a couple of questions that he wanted to ask God about that.
A Mojžiš mal niekoľko otázok, ktoré sa spýtal Boha.
He said, what if the people ask the name of the God who has sent me?
On sa pýtal, čo ak sa ma ľudia opýtajú na Boha, ktorý ma poslal. Ako sa volá?
And then in one of the great moments in Israel's history, God spoke and said, I am that I am.
A v tomto najúžasnejšom momente, alebo v jednom z najúžasnejších momentov v histórii Izraela, Boh hovorí, som, ktorý som.
So God says to them, tell them, I am has sent me to you.
A Mojžišovi hovorí, ja som, ktorý ťa posiela.
And there are two things that we can learn from that.
A môžeme sa z toho naučiť dve veci.
The first is that God is telling us about his eternity, that he is the everlasting God.
Tu nám Boh hovorí o svojej večnosti. Boh je večný Boh.
And that was very important.
A toto bolo veľmi dôležité.
For 400 years the children of Israel had been in bondage in Egypt.
400 rokov deti Izraela boli v pútach v Egypte.
That was a very long time, and what had happened? What had happened to God?
To bol veľmi dlhý čas. A čo sa stalo s Bohom?
Had he forgotten his promises?
Zabudol na svoje sľuby?
Had he times changed so radically that God was not able to fulfill his word?
Že by sa časy tak zmenili radikálne, že Boh nebol schopný naplniť svoje sľuby?
Have you ever asked yourself that question?
Pýtali ste sa niekedy túto otázku?
I wonder if our brothers and sisters away in China and in Indonesia are asking that question tonight.
Pýtam sa, či možno, že naši bratia a sestry v Číne a v Indonézii sa pýtajú túto otázku dnes.
Well, if you have ever asked that question, where is God?
Pýtali ste sa niekedy túto otázku, kde je Boh?
You will be in very good company. You will be in very good company. The people, many people, good people have asked that question before.
Boli by ste jedni z mnohých, ktorí sa pýtajú toto.
And in Psalm 44, David asked that very question.
A v žalme 44 sa Dávid pýta túto otázku.
And it's found in Psalm 44, verses 17, 19, and then verse 23. If you read those.
Verše zo žalmu 44, verš 18. verše 18 a 19 a potom 24. To všetko prišlo na nás, hoci sme na teba nezabudli. Neporušili sme tvoju zmluvu. Naše srdce sa neodvrátilo od teba, ani náš krok nevybočil z tvojho chodníka. A 24. verš. Zobuď sa, prečo spíš, Pane? Precitni, nezavrhni nás navždy.
Throughout that plea, the psalmist, you have the clear understanding that he's asking, where is God?
Z tohto volania je jasné také to, že kde si, Pane?
What has happened to the great promises that he has made to us?
Čo sa stalo s tými veľkými zasľúbeniami, ktoré pre nás má?
And to all such questions the Lord answers, I am that I am.
Na všetky takéto otázky Boh odpovedá, ja som, ktorý som.
Times may change and sometimes my purposes may appear to be forgotten.
Niekedy časy sa zmenia a niektoré z mojich zasľúbení sa zdajú byť nenaplnené.
But God tells us in his word that what I have promised, I will fulfill.
Ale Boh hovorí, to, čo som zasľúbil, to naplním.
What God has promised will happen.
To, čo Boh zasľúbil, sa stane.
Because the I am is the eternal God.
Lebo ja som je večný Boh.
But there's a little more in this title, the Lord.
Ale je tu ešte niečo naviac v tomto označení the Lord, Pane alebo Hospodine.
In the book of Exodus, we see another aspect of the truth contained in this expression.
V druhej Mojžišovej je ďalší aspekt of
this expression, the Lord.
Tohto vyjadrenia, ďalší aspekt tohto vyjadrenia.
And it's in Exodus chapter 6 and verse 3.
V 6. kapitole Exodus v 3. verši. Druhá Mojžišova 6:3. A ukázal som sa Abrahamovi, Izákovi a Jakobovi pod menom Silný Boh Všemohúci, ale so svojím menom Hospodin som im nebol známy.
See, to God was speaking and he says to Moses that to Abraham and Isaac and Joseph, God was not known as the Lord, but he was known as the Almighty, the El Shaddai, the great and powerful God.
Tu sa píše, že Boh nebol známy Abrahamovi, Izakovi a Jakobovi ako pán alebo Hospodin, ale pod menom Silný Boh Všemohúci alebo El Shaddai.
But that was very important for the patriarchs because there were times when they needed this Almighty God to come and deliver them when circumstances were against them.
A toto bolo veľmi dôležité pre týchto pravcov, aby vedeli, že Boh je silný, aby ich vytrhol z ich situácií.
But God says that throughout that period, characterized by his power, he was not known to them as the Lord.
Čiže aj v tomto období, kedy bol známy ako Boh silný, všemohúci, nebol známy ako pán alebo Hospodin.
Some of the evangelical commentators will tell you,
niektorí evangelikálni vykladači by povedali,
that this title, the Lord, represents God particularly as a covenant keeping God.
Že toto oslovenie Pán je vyhradené pre Boha, ktorý drží zmluvu.
He constantly manifests that fact by acts of redemption and deliverance.
Ktorý zmluvu potvrdzuje sústavne svojim vyslobodením.
Redemption and deliverance.
Vyslobodením a vykúpením.
The children of Israel are suffering in bondage in Egypt.
Izraelci boli spútaní v Egypte, v otroctve.
And God has placed in them, he has overlooked other nations more powerful than them. God has chosen them above other nations more powerful.
A Pán Boh si vybral práve tento národ a vlastne prehliadol iné mocnejšie národy než Izrael.
And Moses reminded those people in Deuteronomy chapter 7 that God had selected them and it wasn't because they were great people, it was because God loved them.
A Pán Boh v 5. knihe Mojžišovej im pripomína toto.
Reminds them that he didn't choose them because they were great people, but because he loved them.
Pán Boh im pripomína to, že si ich nevyvolil preto, že sú silným alebo silnejším národom, ale preto, že ich miluje.
And that is how Moses became to understand the character of God.
A takto Mojžiš porozumel Božiemu charakteru.
He knew God as the Almighty, the El Shaddai.
On poznal Boha ako všemocného, El Shaddai.
But he came to understand more and more God's covenant keeping.
Ale stále viac poznával Boha ako toho, ktorý drží zmluvu, dodržiava zmluvu.
And when David addressed God here in this Psalm 139,
a keď Dávid oslovuje Boha v tomto žalme 139,
he's making this wonderful claim, he's saying, El Shaddai, the Almighty God, is the God of my people.
A hovorí, že El Shaddai, silný Boh, je Bohom môjho ľudu.
Of my people.
Yes. Bohom môjho ľudu.
And he's writing this psalm and he's appealing to one who is his own personal God, his own God.
Ale hovorí o Bohu aj ako o Bohu osobnom, ako jeho osobnom Bohu.
God is someone whom David can address tenderly and intimately.
Boh je Bohom, ktorého Dávid môže oslovovať veľmi intimne a nežne.
But he's addressing God reverently.
Ale oslovuje Boha s bázňou.
And of course to address God in this way is only ever the privilege of those who love and know the Lord. People who love and know the Lord. Yes. You can't address God in that way unless you know God as your savior.
A takto oslovovať Boha nemôžeme, keď ho nepoznáme dostatočne blízko.
Because God has entered into a covenant with us believers.
Lebo Boh vošiel do zmluvy s nami, s Božím ľudom.
And we too can praise God that the El Shaddai, the Almighty One, is our God.
A môžeme tiež oslavovať úžasného a všemocného Boha ako nášho Boha.
And he has entered into a covenant to love me and to love you no matter what happens.
On vstúpil do zmluvy s nami, aby miloval mňa a miloval teba nezávisle od toho, čo sa stane.
David goes on in this psalm to say, you have searched me and you know me.
A Dávid ide ďalej a hovorí, Bože, ty si ma poznal, ty si ma preskúmal.
And that word search basically means to dig deep.
Toto preskúmal znamená ako keby kopať, prekopať.
And God had dug deep into David's character.
Boh prekopal hlboko do Dávidovho charakteru.
And he knew everything about David's life.
A vedel všetko o Dávidovom živote.
If you consider in verse 1 of it says that the Lord, the El Shaddai, the Lord has searched me.
Skúsme si uvedomiť, že tento Boh, všemohúci Boh, El Shaddai, preskúmal mňa.
The Lord Almighty.
Všemohúci Boh.
Has searched me.
Preskúmal mňa.
And you.
A teba.
And still he loves us.
A on nás ozajstne miluje.
David realizes that God is interested in him.
Dávid si uvedomuje, že Boh sa o ňo zaujíma.
In me.
A zaujíma sa o mňa, o teba.
He's so interested, he's dug deep into our lives and he knows every detail of our lives.
On sa veľmi hlboko zaujíma o náš život, o veci hlboko v našom vnútri.
In Matthew chapter 10, he even knows the number of hairs on our head.
Matúšovi 10 sa píše, že dokonca pozná počet našich vlasov.
And David goes further in verse 2, he says, you know when I sit and when I rise.
A Dávid ide ďalej. Ty vieš, kedy sadám a kedy vstávam.
When I rest, when I'm relaxing.
Kedy odpočívam, kedy relaxujem.
God knows me.
Boh ma pozná.
And when I'm busy and when I'm involved, God knows me.
Keď mám veľa práce a som sadený do zamestnania, Boh ma pozná.
Sometimes in my business I can forget God.
Niekedy v mojej práci môžem zabudnúť na Pána Boha.
The affairs of life sometimes crowd in upon us and we forget to include God.
Niekedy
sometimes whenever things start coming in on us we tend to forget God.
Keď sa na nás začne všetko valiť, tak môžeme zabudnúť na Pána Boha.
But God is never far from us. He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us.
Ale Pán Boh nie je nikdy od nás vzdialený. On nám zasľúbil, že je stále s nami.
Not one moment of our lives is hidden from God.
Ani jeden moment z nášho života nie je pred ním skrytý.
An English theologian Francis Bacon said.
Anglický teológ Francis Bacon.
Yeah, Francis Bacon said.
Povedal.
You can never too often think that there is a never sleeping eye reading your heart, registering every one of your thoughts. Too much?
Too much. Yeah.
You can never too often think.
Nikdy si nemôžeš dosť často myslieť,
that there is a never sleeping eye,
že existuje
an eye that never sleeps,
že oko, ktoré nikdy nespí,
registering every one of your thoughts,
ktoré registruje každú tvoju jednu myšlienku.
And David goes on and he says, you understand my thoughts from afar.
A Dávid hovorí, ty rozumieš moje myšlienke z ďaleka.
And that word really means the reasoning of our hearts, what we think inside.
A to veľa hovorí o tom, čo si myslíme vo vnútri.
Our dreams, our plans, the things which drive us.
Naše myšlienky, naše plány, to čo nás vedie alebo ženie dopredu.
But Matthew Henry, who wrote a commentary on the whole Bible, said God not only sees man, he sees through man.
Matthew Henry?
Yes.
Ktorý napísal komentáre ku celej Biblii, povedal, že Pán Boh nie len, že nás vidí do nás, ale on vidí cez nás.
You probably know the story of Ananias and Sapphira better than I.
Asi viete, poznáte príbeh Ananiáša a Zafíry lepšie než
they sold ja. They sold a piece of land and they only brought part of the money to the apostles.
Predali kus zeme a priniesli len časť toho, čo zarobili.
But they gave the impression that it was all the money.
Ale predstierali, že to sú všetky peniaze, ktoré dostali za to pole.
And they were buried by the young man because they had deceived the Holy Spirit.
A boli vynesení mladými mužmi, pretože odvádzali Svätého Ducha.
You see, God could see the reasoning of their heart. He could see through them.
Boh pozná naše rozmýšľanie. On vidí cez to, cez nás.
It's very hard for us to understand that.
Veľmi ťažko to môžeme rozumieť.
But David goes on, he says, you know my thoughts from afar.
Ale Dávid hovorí, ty zďaleka poznáš moje myšlienky.
If God was physically present with us, then we would be able to understand.
Ak by Boh bol fyzicky pri nás, tak by sme to asi porozumeli.
But we can't see God.
Ale my ho nevidíme.
And although he's fully transcendent, he's also aware of the innermost thoughts and intentions of our heart.
Aj keď je všade prítomný alebo transcendentný, vidí aj naše vnútorné myšlienky.
David says in another psalm, Psalm 11, the Lord is in his holy temple.
David hovorí v žalme 11, že Boh je vo svojom svetom chráme.
The Lord is on his heavenly throne.
On je na svojom, Pán je na svojom nebeskom tróne.
But he observes the sons of men, his eyes examine them.
Ale pozoruje synov človeka a skúma myšlienky.
David repeats that in verse 3.
David to opakuje vo verši 3.
In verse 3 of Psalm
111.
139. Yeah, 139. Yeah. I've lost my big marker here. Psalm 139 and verse 3. Okay.
Pardon.
You find it. I can read it, but it says, "You scrutinize my path; you're intimately acquainted with my ways."
Čiže späť ku žalmu 139, verš 3. Ty pozoruješ, či chodím, či ležím, o všetkých mojich cestách vieš.
And he goes on in verse 4. He says, "Even before there is a word on my tongue, Lord, you know it."
A pokračuje vo verši 4. Ešte nemám slovo na jazyku a ty, Hospodine, už vieš, čo chcem povedať.
Before I even think, God understands what I'm going to say.
Predtým, než si to pomyslím, Boh vie, čo vyslovím.
Thoughtful speech is sometimes difficult for us. If you're anything like me, you start a sentence, you're not quite sure where it's going to end.
Reč plná myšlienok je ťažko predvídateľná, nevieme, kde to skončí, čo poviem.
But before I speak that word, God already knows it.
Ale predtým, než vyslovím slovo, Boh o tom vie.
Matthew Henry again says, when there is not a word on my tongue, you know it.
Znova Matthew Henry hovorí, že before.
When there's not a word on my tongue, you still know it.
Keď ešte, aj keď nie je slovo na jazyku, ty ho poznáš.
Some people are very controlled, they're very calm in trying circumstances.
Niektorí ľudia sa veľmi dobre vedia ovládať v rôznych situáciách.
They never say a harsh word or criticize anyone.
Nikdy nepovedia nejaké nepekné slovo alebo nekritizujú iných.
When I was a young boy, my sporting hero was Bjorn Borg. Great tennis player.
Keď som bol mladý, tak mojím obľúbeným športovcom bol
tennis player.
Tenisový hráč.
Yeah. And he was very calm on the court even when decisions went against him.
What's his name?
Bjorn Borg.
Bjorn Borg. Poznáte?
Yes. He was a great tennis player. He won Wimbledon 5 times. But he was a very calm person on court even when things were going against him.
On bol veľmi pokojný hráč aj na kurte, aj keď sa zápas vyvíjal zlým smerom, on bol veľmi pokojný.
And when he was asked, why do you remain so calm when it's obvious things are not, the decision's not right?
A keď sa ho pýtali, prečo si taký pokojný, keď zápas sa nevyvíja dobrým smerom?
And his answer was, I'm calm on the outside, but I'm really angry inside.
On hovoril, že síce navonok som pokojný, ale som naozaj nahnevaný vo vnútri.
And what David is actually saying is, even when there's not a word in my mouth, but in my heart, I'm angry and bitter. God knows it.
A tu David hovorí, že aj keď na jazyku nemám slovo, ale v mojom srdci som nahnevaný, ty o tom vieš.
And David's beginning to feel that he wants to run away from this God who knows so much about him.
A David pociťuje, že by rád utiekol od Boha.
In verse 5 he says, you have enclosed me behind and before.
A vo verši 5 hovorí, že ty si ma obklúčil spredu aj zozadu.
David is now moving to God's omnipresence. He's beginning to understand that God's all around him.
A tu si Dávid uvedomuje Božiu všade prítomnosť.
That he's surrounded by God.
Že on je obklúčený Bohom.
You know, sometimes when we begin to understand this,
niekedy, keď to začíname porozumieť Božiu to, že Boh nás pozná,
we too might want to run away from God.
Tiež môžeme mať chuť utiecť od Neho.
Our lives are so full of activity in this modern world in which we live.
Naše životy sú plné aktivít v tomto modernom svete, v ktorom žijeme.
And many people in the West have abandoned a quiet time with God.
A mnohí ľudia na západe už prestávajú mať stíšenia s Bohom.
We allow so many things to take over our lives and we leave God out.
Dovolujeme toľkým veciam, aby nám zobrali ten čas s Bohom z nášho života.
And when we begin to think about God and to realize how much God does actually know about us.
A keď si začíname uvedomovať, ako nás Boh pozná, koľko nás vie.
And when we can realize and understand that sometimes people look at us and think we're good Christians.
A niekedy si môžeme uvedomovať, že ľudia na nás pozerajú a myslia si, že sme dobrí kresťania.
We can look good.
Môžeme vyzerať dobre.
We can talk good.
Môžeme dobre rozprávať.
But God knows what's inside.
Ale Boh vie, čo je vo vnútri.
And our first thought then is, if God knows that much, I want to run away from this God.
A taká prvá myšlienka môže byť, že ak teda Boh vie všetko o mne, tak chcem utiecť.
And God said, David says, I want to get out of here. I don't want to know this. This is too much for me.
A David tiež hovorí, že chcem stade utiecť, proste to je na mňa príliš.
And he was thinking of going to the east or to the west or into the sea or up into the sky.
Hovorí o východe, západe, o zemi, o nebi.
But then he says, you have laid your hand upon me.
A potom hovorí, ty si na mňa položil svoju ruku.
He's been held down by the outstretched hand of God who loves him.
Bol som prikrytý vystretou rukou Božou.
And he cannot escape.
A teda on nemôže utiecť.
And in this room tonight,
a dnes teraz večer v tejto miestnosti,
we too are in God's hands.
Sme tiež v Božej ruke, v Božích rukách.
Known completely by him.
Sme ním úplne poznaní.
And I trust that this understanding will lead us to have a fresh encounter with our God.
A dúfam, že porozumenie tomu nám dá takú čerstvú túžbu stretnúť sa s Bohom.
I trust that as we begin to understand the greatness of God,
dúfam, že keď začneme porozumieť Božej veľkosti,
the fact that God is always with us,
faktu, že Boh je stále dookola nás,
that it will help us to have right views of who God is and what we should be doing for him,
že nám to pomôže mať dobrý pohľad na to, kto Boh je, kým on je,
and who God is, and that a right attitude of who God, how we understand who God is and what God can do for us and what can.
A vlastne a takú dobré.
And if we do, then it will improve our ministry here and in my own home.
Také správne porozumenie Bohu môže zlepšiť našu službu, či u nás v Írsku alebo tu.
God loves us and has entered into this covenant to keep us.
Boh nás miluje, on vstúpil do zmluvy s nami, a aby nás držal.
If you could dig into my life,
ak by ste sa mohli prekopať do môjho života,
there'd be things there that you wouldn't like.
Boli by tam veci, ktoré by sa nám nepáčili.
But God knows all about me.
Ale Boh vie všetko o mne.
The good and the bad.
Dobré aj zlé veci.
And he knows me, and yet he still loves me.
On ma pozná a stále ma miluje.
His love doesn't depend on me having a quiet time in the morning.
Jeho láska nie je závislá od toho, či mám ráno stišenia.
Because he's entered into a covenant with me to keep me until he calls me home.
Pretože vstúpil do zmluvy so mnou, aby ma držal, až kým neprídem domov k nemu.
This is only a part of this psalm, and we would need to spend lots of time.
To je iba časť tohto žalmu a potrebovali sme stráviť o mnoho viac času, aby sme ho prešli celý.
But I hope that we all go away realizing that God still loves us. He's still our covenant keeping God, and he always will be.
Ale dúfam, že porozumenie Bohu, že teda odídeme s porozumením toho, že Pán Boh nás pozná a že nás veľmi miluje a nás chráni.
And I hope when you go home and have time that you will read the rest of this psalm and see David's response to all of this.
A verím, že keď prídete domov a budete mať čas, takže sa pozriete, sprečítate aj ďalej Dávidovú odpoveď, reakciu na toto všetko.
Because from wanting to run away from God in the first part of the psalm,
pretože cez to, že chcel utiec spred Božej prítomnosti,
he cries out to God at the end of the psalm,
pretože potom na konci žalmu volá
like a child looking to his father,
ako dieťa, ktoré sa pozerá na otca,
he said, lead me in the way everlasting,
a hovorí, veď ma po večnej ceste.
That's a prayer that I commit every morning before I leave the house, that the Lord might lead me in the way everlasting.
A toto si uvedomujem každé ráno, keď idem z domu, aby ma Boh viedol.
It's a great psalm. There's a lot to learn, and I pray that you will learn from it.
Je to úžasný žalm, dá sa z neho veľa naučiť.
Thank you for being so patient.
Ďakujem za trpezlivosť.